Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Clippers left corner, Beverly back up to the wing. That's Tobias for three, and that'll do it. Good night, Helen. 1:55 left. Tobias Harris with a three. It's a 15-point Clippers lead. Timeout, Orlando.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And with that, we welcome you into Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you from a hotel room in Sacramento, California, connected to the Golden One Center. That's where the Magic will play their basketball game here tonight. They will visit the Sacramento Kings on Game 5 of their season-long four-time zone West Coast road trip, ending on Wednesday in Salt Lake City, Utah. We hit the air at 9:30 again, so be sure to come back. Brandon Kravitz will get you started for Magic tonight right here on 96.9 The Game. We start at 9:30 as well on Fox Sports Florida. Paul Kennedy, Lisa Leslie will get you started on that broadcast. The Magic fall last night to the Los Angeles Clippers, 106-96. And you heard from Tobias Harris. He was 10 of 21 in 35 minutes worth of work. Yesterday, goes for 28 points. And I'm not going to lie to you, Magic fans, that was a tough one. That was tough to see. Happy for Tobias in every aspect. He goes scoreless in the first quarter, but came on in the final three quarters, and he leads his Clippers to a win. The Magic now 17-22. They fall to five games under 500. This is the furthest they've been under 500. So when it's happened a time or two before, they've been able to come back with a win and need to try to get one here tonight. And this is a much improved Sacramento Kings ball club. They're 19-20 on the season. Coming up after this break, we're going to catch up with Doug Christie. He's the television analyst, former Magic player, of course, 15 NBA seasons, and he now does TV work for the Sacramento Kings, and we'll get some insight into tonight's contest. But love to get your thoughts, 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145, or text 50857. That's 50857. We're two games away from the midway point of the season for the Magic Club. They're 17-22, and probably about what we thought on the offensive end. Nick Vucevic having a close to all-star caliber first half of the season. Defense does not seem to be an issue. You look at this Magic defense, you're about 107 points a game you're allowing. That's eighth best, 15th best in field goal percentage. 37% is what you're shooting from beyond the arc, so you certainly have struggled there. Points in the paint allowed, sixth best. Opponents fast break points, 10th best. Opponents points off turnovers, 7th best. And opponents second chance points, 5th best. So you're rebounding the basketball better, about middle of the pack there. Decent job in opponent scoring. But offensively is where it's all kind of getting away from you. You're 27th in points per game, 25th in field goal percentage, and 17th in three-point percentage. So you're certainly struggling. Well, that's about what we thought, Aaron Berlin, when the season started. It's like, the calling card of a Steve Clifford coach team is you're going to protect the basketball. You're going to be organized, which they certainly have done. They're in the top half of the league in turnovers per game. They're probably going to be solid defensively. They're going to get back. They're not going to allow points in transition. All of that we've seen. Now, granted, that they've gotten away from it at times. And about what we thought is, does this team have enough scoring? Are they going to be able to get enough points on a consistent basis? And that was the issue yesterday in Los Angeles. You do a good enough job defensively. That team's averaging 115 points a game. You hold them to 106. But you can only score 96, and we're one of five teams that the Clippers have kept under 100 points all year. You don't score 100 points in today's NBA, you got no shot of winning a basketball game, and that's where this team finds itself right now. Where do they get enough scoring? Does it come internally? Are they going to have to add it? Are guys going to have to pick up the slack? And that's where you come in, 407-447-2145, or text us at 50857. And the case yesterday, Aaron, Steve Clifford said it, guys got to knock down shots. It's that simple. And then it came to a couple of guys wide open out there on the perimeter. Then they stopped shooting. They wouldn't shoot the basketball when they worked to get an open look. And that doesn't help you either. But these guys got to dig deep and find a way to knock down shots.
Yeah. And Dante, that's the thing. Like, we know that this team is going to be solid defensively. We know that their principles are going to be there. And you really can't say enough about the job that DJ Augustine has done just getting them in that sets. But it's like you said, the timidness shooters have to shoot. You can't be hesitant when you have an open shot. And I think that's something that he's been really trying to relay, and it just hasn't been there so far.
Yeah, and I think we were all looking at how it would work with Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac playing together. You know, it's no secret coming into this year, Aaron Gordon has had his most success playing the four. That's where he's had his biggest impact. Now he's at the three. You have Isaac at the four. But listen, if Jonathan Isaac and Mo Bamba or Aaron Gordon are the future of this franchise, then you got to play them, and you got to find a way to play them together and see if it'll work. And that lineup, what Steve Clifford said it yesterday, was what, seventh best in the NBA when you had Jonathan Isaac and Aaron Gordon out there on the floor together as far as plus-minus productivity. But Jonathan Isaac struggled mightily yesterday, just 1 of 7 from the floor, 1 rebound, no assists, minus 17 in 27 minutes worth of work. He's allowed that. This is a guy that works hard. He's going to bring it every night defensively, and same with Aaron Gordon. But when Isaac isn't scoring, to me, AB, guy's got to go get rebounds. The guy's got to block shots. Guy's got to find a way, and this isn't just Isaac, but that's where they can have a bigger impact. If you're not scoring and you're not knocking down shots, man, you better find a way to make it up on the defensive end.
Absolutely. And right now the thing for Jonathan Isaac is, you know, his defense needs to lead to his offense because he's not going to get a lot of buckets right in a set offensive set. But what we do see is that, you know, when he's moving towards passing lanes, when he's jumping them, when he's being aggressive defensively, he gets a lot of easy runouts. He gets a lot of easy jumpers. And that didn't happen last night. And for a young player like that, that's the easiest way to gain confidence in a league, is to get easy runout buckets like that. And your defense needs to set the tone.
Yeah, and hopefully they can do it. He does get deflections. This team, they target about 38 deflections a game, and for the most part, they do get that. Again, defense not the problem. They seem to get stops. Now, granted, they make mistakes, and they made some mistakes that were costly yesterday. Why you would ever go under a screen on Lou Williams is beyond me, but that happened a couple times. And really, for the most part, you did a decent job on Lou Williams, who averages 18 a game off the bench. You hold him to 17.
Is Lou Williams ever going to start aging? Is that ever going to happen?
I don't think so. He's third in NBA history in points off the bench, and they held him to 4 of 12 shooting. I mean, did not have a good shooting night. You did a good job on Gallinari. You covered all the areas you were supposed to cover, but Tobias Harris just hurt you. And that's the other thing for Wes Iwundu. If Wes Iwundu isn't going to score, he's got to defend, and Tobias Harris went right through him yesterday. And Mo Bamba, I thought that was one of his better games, certainly in the first half. He was terrific with 8 points and 8 rebounds, and he finished with 8 points and 10 rebounds in 14 minutes worth of work. So it's no secret that second unit has got to perform. You know, you've now gone to Jonathan Simmons as your backup point guard. Your starters are good enough. Your starters are keeping you in every game, and your starters are keeping you around 500, where this group is going to be in contention, I think, for the second half of the season as well. Now, granted, this is a tough stretch. You got another one tonight in Sacramento. You finish in Utah. That's game 6 in 11 days on the road. We all know how hard that is. Then you come home, you get a couple of days off, and you play Boston and Houston, which certainly on a back-to-back, which certainly is not going to be easy. But once you get through that weekend, and you have to find a way to win one or two of these next 4 games, you absolutely have to if you want to stay in the mix. You do not want to get in a situation where you're 9 games under 500. It's going to be very hard to come back from. But if you can keep yourself in the mix, you have the second easiest schedule. And not that any of this is easy, but it lightens up a bit, I should say. You have the second lightest schedule in the NBA moving forward. So an opportunity to make up some ground and maybe actually play some home games at some point here, AB. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, absolutely. Get back home. And also, you have to remember, we talked about this a little bit last week, but in terms of the way that the schedule unfolds, you still have 4 games against Atlanta. You still have 2 more against the Knicks.
Correct.
You have a handful of games against Washington. Now, all these teams are teams that
Cleveland
are at the bottom of the
well.
Eastern Conference. Cleveland. So that when you're saying that it bears out and it's easier, those are the guys that you're going to play down the stretch. You just got to tread water right now.
Yeah, but you got to find a way to stay connected. Your defense is doing what you need on the defensive end, but you got to find a way to score points, and guys got to knock down shots. Whether that means more time in the gym or getting better looks or continue to move the ball or move or get easy baskets or get to the free throw line, whatever it is. This team has to generate some offense, and it hasn't done that consistently enough to win basketball games and got to find a way to close it out. It's now five times this year you've had a lead of 15 points and you've let the game get away. So that's done. Now you've done a good job of getting out to big leads in the first half, but you haven't been able to hold on to that. And in a bit of news, it looks like anyone that is still currently on an NBA roster, if their contract was partially guaranteed, it becomes guaranteed as of now. So for the Orlando Magic, that only pertains to Isaiah Briscoe. The third string point guard for the Magic, his contract was partially guaranteed, and it looks like the remaining $500,000 will be picked up by the Magic Club. And you wonder if he's going to get a shot at some point. If you're going to hang on to the guy for the second half of the season, you wonder if he'll get an opportunity to play. You've already moved away from Jaren Grant and given those backup point guard minutes to Jonathan Simmons, which has come with mixed reviews. You know, Jonathan Simmons is still, it's no secret, he's not having a good year, and he's trying to battle back from not having been able to practice or play all summer. But he's trying to work his way back into that. So does a guy like Briscoe become part of the mix, or will they look to add to that position here by the end of the season? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to Doug Christie, television analyst for the Sacramento Kings, but want to remind you, we want you in the building this weekend against the Celtics and especially the Houston Rockets on Sunday at 6 p.m. Go to OrlandoMagic.com and get your tickets and join us on Classic Night. Doug Christie joins us. We're talking Kings Magic matchup tonight when we return in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Now Heald runs out up top. They'll give it in. Heald dribbles left. Boy, off balance over Ross, and that goes down. Wow. This guy makes everything.
Oh, my God. That should not have gone. He was falling away, off balance, without question, challenged a little bit, and it was nothing but cords.
He is phenomenal. Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. That sound from the first meeting between the Magic and the Sacramento Kings. You got to go back to October 30th. Sacramento wins in Orlando 107-99. A big performance out of Buddy Hield. And boy, is he one of the great stories in the NBA this year. To talk more on Buddy Hield, the Sacramento Kings, and Orlando's opponent tonight here in Sactown, we welcome in former Magic player. He is Doug Christie, now TV analyst for the Sacramento Kings, also part of the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie. And Doug, it's always great to catch up with you. How are you?
All is well, my friend. I'm doing good. Northern California stopped raining, I think, long enough for the national championship game tonight. And, of course, we've got Kings and Magic basketball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So tell me a little bit. They tell me it never rains out here, right? But every time we come, I feel like it rains. What we flew through last night, Doug, I have no idea what happened here in Northern California. But that was something else. We were happy to be on the ground, my friend.
No doubt about it, man. Well, Tony said it doesn't rain in Southern California. In Northern California,
yeah, true.
It will rain, and it does quite often.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Doug, well, tell me about your Kings here. Really a terrific story. 19-20. They're currently a game and a half out of eighth in the Western Conference. Got a lot of young talent that are playing well. Look at their last 4 games, lost by an average of 5 points a game to opponents like the Warriors, the Trailblazers, the Lakers, and the Nuggets, 4 of the best teams in the Western Conference, probably the league. This team is in every game, it seems like, Doug, and you're hovering around the 500 mark.
Yeah, you know, well, one thing that has become apparent is there's a level of fight in this team that Coach Egger, I'm sure, is extremely happy, and I'm sure Kings fans are happy about as well. They just continue to fight. They don't get down. Whatever happens, they are going to keep pushing. One thing that when I first got back to Sacramento and started up on radio and now television, there wasn't a style of play, and that was a little alarming to me because when I was here, there was a style. You close your eyes, you open them up, and you say, that's Kings basketball. Well, they found a style, and that is De'Aaron Fox pushing the pedal and everybody getting out and running. Right now, they are in the transition of learning how to close and learning how to win games. And that is, it's a process in the NBA because winning games in the NBA, doesn't matter if you're at home or on the road, it's extremely difficult. And when you mention the fact that an average of 4 or 5 points in these losses, they've been in them all. They've been up by double digits going down the stretch. They've let leads go away. And that process can be heartbreaking sometimes, but it's what you have to go through.
No, you're exactly right, and we're going through those growing pains as well in Orlando. Closing out games has been a challenge. The Magic come in just 17-22 on the season. Well, you mentioned that identity, Doug. Part of that, I would imagine, is your pace. You're second in the NBA in pace, and I know you mentioned De'Aaron Fox, a big part of that with the career year that he's having. Second in the NBA in three-point percentage. So you guys are knocking down the looks you're getting, and that's part of Jaeger's plan, too, is to play with that incredible pace, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know what? You pair things together like yin and yang, like peanut butter and jelly, and one of them is the fact that De'Aaron Fox can get pretty much anywhere that he wants on the court whenever he wants to, whether
yes.
it be a pick and roll, whether it be isolation basketball, or whether it be in grabbing the ball off the rebound or outlet it to him and him pushing the pace. So when that happens, it collapses the defense. And when the defense collapses, you got Bogdanović. You mentioned Buddy Hield. You got Nemanja Bjelica. Justin Jackson, a career high the other night. Guys are knocking down shots at a really high clip. And Buddy Hield stays in the gym. I'll be surprised if he isn't there right now. And that's why you see the type of results. Bogdan is the same way. So when you pair those two things together, that's the type of results you get.
Speaking with Doug Christie, 15 years in the NBA, now part of the telecast along with Grant Napier for the Sacramento Kings. Magic and Kings tonight at 9:30 back on the East Coast. Buddy Hield, well, I mean, what a great story as well. 20.5 points a game in his third season. 27 his last four. Doug, I guess my question would be twofold. What has happened here with Buddy? Is it what you said, just more time in the gym, and he's kind of come into his own? And I look at NBA GMs. I mean, this is a guy that could prove – he was a proven scorer in college. We get caught up with so many other things other than the fact this guy can flat-out score. shouldn't that be taken into a lot of consideration as well when we start to draft these young guys?
Yeah, it can, but a similar player, not similar, but a scorer in college that actually was drafted to the Kings was Jimmer Fredette, and that didn't work out size-wise, obviously, and speed. But he doesn't necessarily have the elite athleticism. He's athletic enough. He doesn't have the elite size, but he's big enough. The thing that Buddy has that just, and when you look at elite players or you look at anyone that does anything elite, he's willing to work, he's willing to grind, he's willing to stay in it longer than anyone else. And he stays in the gym and he works on it. He's in fantastic condition. He can run longer than anyone else. And he's learning as he goes. And last year he went from starter to the bench and Bogdan started starting. The kid did not pout. He kept on working. And one thing that he showed me last year, and I had to say on air, that I didn't know that Buddy could do this, is there's a tenacity about Buddy that on the defensive end, he might not be the best defender, but man, he gets after it on the defensive end. And that proved, I think, to Coach Jagger, that there are minutes on the floor for you. Now this year, he's stepping into his own. He's found his rhythm. And the fact that they just are unconscious with shooting fits right into his team because he can shoot with the best of the best in the NBA.
Well, I tell you what, that's a great breakdown, and we look forward to seeing what Buddy looks like here tonight against the Magic. Tell me about De'Aaron Fox. This is a guy they didn't know if he could shoot the three in the NBA. He's at 38%, so he's doing just fine right there. And as you alluded to a minute ago, seems to be able to get anywhere he wants to on the floor.
You know, at the beginning of the season, Grant and I were talking, and we said that the Kings would go as far as De'Aaron Fox took them. And from the beginning. He has been spectacular. He has taken over games, and one of the most impressive things that I think he's an all-defensive player. This kid plays both ends of the floor. I saw him in Kentucky, and he did it then as well. And the ability to move his feet, stay in front of people, and he has a competitive edge. It's almost like when you test him, he actually improves. He wants even more. Some nights he can just kind of go through the motions, but as soon as someone reaches in on his ball or he gets hit, and he just takes his game to another level. He has been absolutely a special, special player to watch on a night-to-night basis.
He's an absolute blur. So they'll certainly, the Magic will have to contend with that here tonight. Speaking with Doug Christie, who does television for the Sacramento Kings, of course, 15 years in the NBA. So you covered the game the last time they took the floor here, Doug. 41 threes, an NBA record combined for both teams with them in Golden State. I guess I would ask you, what was that like to get to cover that? That was a special. I know you would rather your team have gotten the win. And you were quite the three-point shooter yourself, especially when you got here to Sacramento. How would you have loved today's NBA, where you could just take any three you wanted to?
You know, I talked about it because I work with Pages in the front office, and Bobby's on the bench, and Bobby Jackson as an assistant coach. And I think to myself, do you imagine if someone just let Pages shoot like 20 threes in a game? Oh my God. And then Bobby... Oh man, we didn't shoot that many threes. We played today's style, but the three wasn't emphasized as much. It would have been fantastic, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, think about that. You get some of the great shooters that you had, and you know, Mike Bibby could make threes. I mean, do you think about how the game has changed, and would that have helped or hurt the ability for you guys to just hoist them back then?
You know, I think it would have helped us a lot because the floor would have been spread a lot more. I talked to Steve Kerr before they won their first championship. It was open tonight here in Sacramento. And I said, what are you going to do different than Mark Jackson has done? And he said, you know, we're actually going to take some of what you guys did. We're going to put Andrew Bogut at the mid post, at the elbow, and we're going to cut off of him because he's a really good passer. So our style of basketball, although we don't get as much credit because we didn't win championships, is being replicated today, added with the three-point shot. So I think it would have been spectacular. And listen, it's a lot of fun to watch. I don't always subscribe to the fact that there's a three-on-one and someone pulls a three-pointer. I'm
right.
Still old-fashioned enough that I need points, please.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. It can get carried away with. There's no question. All right, Doug, the last thing I'll ask you is, again, this Kings club, a game and a half out of eighth in the Western Conference. The Western Conference is absolutely stacked. For this Kings team to stay in the hunt and to even grab eighth or seventh in the Western Conference, they'll have to do what?
You know, one of the things that they're going to have to do is they're going to have to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And that's what happened early in the season, and that's how they got to where they are. I wasn't very disappointed in the loss against the Golden State Warriors the other night. What's going to be impressive to me is how they come out this evening, because the Orlando Magic is a team that if you are a playoff team in the Western Conference, you should be able to beat them. When you come off of a game and you play to the level of your competition, if you don't get up for the Golden State Warriors, you get ran out of the gym. Well, that happened. Well, it was a heartbreaking loss. Well, what are you going to do tonight? And that's what's going to happen for the Kings. They're going to have to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, and then they're going to have to beat a couple that they're not supposed to beat.
All right. Well, good breakdown. I really appreciate the insight. Keep up the good work on the telecast, radio. You're doing a little bit of everything, and we enjoy following, and we'll see you here tonight, Doug.
I so appreciate you, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, you got it. You do the same thing. We'll see him here in a couple of hours. Doug Christie, now part of the telecast alongside Grant Napier for the Sacramento Kings, and the Magic will take on those Kings here tonight. We hit the air at 9:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 9:30 on the Magic Radio Network right here on 96.9 The Game. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more Magic Drive Time at 6 o'clock. Back to our normal time tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game. Have a great night, everybody. Magic and Kings, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry. We'll be right back.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.